Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. And one of the concerns in the Western Illinois area over the years is a declining population base. We all know about that. And, you know, we lose some of the history of the local schools. And I think really one of the neat concepts that is taking place is an alumni reunion involving the Windsor, Viola, and Winola High Schools. They're having the 86th annual reunion this weekend, and we get a chance to talk with 1963 grad Jim Robinson, a 63 grad of Winola, I believe. So first up, why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of the concept behind doing a reunion like this? I think a pretty neat idea.
Well, I think the concept is just to keep people together and get to meet and socialize once a year. You know, the and it started out as the New Windsor reunion, and it's still called Windsor Alumni Banquet, annual alumni banquet in New Windsor. So 86 years ago, I don't know how far back that really goes, but that's when the first one was. And then in 1953 was the first graduating class of Winola High School. So the Viola and the Winolas, Viola and New Windsor came into Winola, so those were kind of melded into it. But it was mainly a New Windsor reunion for quite a while. Just seems like the last few years we've brought in the Winola people, but and some Viola people. Viola still has their own, and they meet once a year. And some of them will come to the one here in New Windsor, the New Windsor one. But most of all, they have their own. So this is a New Windsor that has kind of morphed into inviting Winola people.
And then when you talk about that, so, you know, you talk about New Windsor, Viola, and Winola, and now, you know, Winola now part of the Sherrard School District. That, as we, you know, it's just a gradual progression of reorganization, and I know I understand why it happens. I think we all understand why it happens with basically a declining population base, but it is a little bit sad when you talk about these schools no longer exist in their original format. And when you have reunions like this, at least it keeps some of those traditions alive, which I think is pretty important.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. The classes sit together at particular tables, so they get a chance to visit and catch up, you know, on a year-to-year basis, and talk about the old times. I've learned quite a bit. You know, I've just got involved mainly the last 5 or 6 years, but I've learned quite a bit about the history. You know, being a graduate of Winola, I lived in Viola all my life, and actually came back and was actually principal of a high school in the 70s for 5 years. And so I thought I knew quite a bit of the history, but I've learned a lot more, especially from the New Windsor end of it. We got people on the list that have signed up this year as far back as the class of 1944. In past reunions I've been at, there's a lady that I think has been to 72 of them, and is still, you know, around. And then there's a lady on this list from Aledo, lives in Aledo now, but is a 1933 grad. That's the furthest back that it goes on the list that I have of people that have attended in the past and will be attending this year.
Wow, so there's a person that's attended 72 of 86 of the reunions. I'd probably want to sit at that table. There's got to be a lot of stories there, isn't there?
You bet there is. You bet there is. I think that's great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get together this weekend at the Woodhall Travel Plaza, I see, and basically it's just a time of basically food and fellowship and talking some old stories, I guess. That's basically kind of the focus of all these reunions, I assume.
It is. And certain classes are highlighted. You know, I think this year there's going to be a 30-year highlight of the class of 87. There'll be a highlight of the class of 57. I believe, and I'm not sure if 67 this year or not, but they'll be highlighted, and they'll stand up and talk about what they did and where they've been and what they've done the last 40 or 50 years, and then next year we'll kind of do the same thing. So you get to learn a little bit more about some of these classes that have been away for a while, so bring some people back.
So Jim Robinson again with us this morning talking about the 86th Annual Alumni Reunion of New Windsor, Viola, and Winola High Schools. That event will be this Saturday at the Woodhall Travel Plaza.